Michelle Obama told the predominantly female audience at UW Marathon County that she and her husband came from working class backgrounds and understood their struggle.
Several years ago, we finally paid off our student loans, and that's only because Barack wrote two best-selling books.
On stage, four working women told their stories, including Bonnie Anderson, a 62-year-old dental hygienist.
It would cost $800 for a root canal.
Anderson spoke of an elderly couple who came into her office, the man suffering from Alzheimer's and needing oral surgery with no money to pay for it.
She's sitting in the chair saying, "We have no money. We're living on Social Security." She said to me, "Bonnie, what should I do?" And I said, "I don't know." And I just hope with all my heart that Barack Obama gets elected. The healthcare system is as broken as Wall Street.
Michelle Obama told the group that if elected, her husband would get affordable health care to all Americans and give the middle class a tax cut. And she said the women's stories were not unusual.
The challenges that these women and families are facing are typical of what is happening all across America. Something is broken, and it needs to be fixed.
Left unanswered, how the estimated $700 billion bailout for Wall Street would leave any money for tax breaks or health care on Main Street. In Wausau, I'm Glenn Moberg for Wisconsin Public Radio News.